And a very warm welcome to all of you. Mike Cavalli here, and joining you and me on today's show, the mediumship show, is the interesting topic of when our loved ones come back to see us. So we begin today by looking at the various ways a loved one appears to us, the tools they use to connect with us, and of course the tools they use are the ones available that we give them. So I think we're going to have an interesting show looking at some of the stories that I'm going to talk to you about here. But I think for today's show, I think we're more interested in the topics where we see spirit with our physical eye. And as I mentioned, I'll give you some examples of that. And of course, while talking, I'll be connecting with the spirit world, and hopefully the person or persons I connect with are for you. So let's see the various ways that we can connect with our spirit friends, brothers and sisters, and through a medium is just one of them. And of course, firstly, the most frequent state is that of dream state. Having dreams of your loved one is a natural. And since you have many memories of them, if you're able to recall your dreams upon awakening, jot down the details. That can make you remember a little bit better as time goes on. And then you eventually won't have to write them down, because immediately upon awakening, you will be able to remember the dream. And by doing so, you'll try and figure out the meaning. And you can usually gather from the details of the dream what it is they're trying to purvey, trying to get across to you. The answer is not very far, usually. Just a little bit of thought is all that's required. So there is a message that your loved one wants to bring to you and is trying to send to you in your unconscious state. And actually, most dreams are not dreams. Because you've met them in the astral plane, because without doubt, in this condition, you would have a beginning, middle, and an end, no matter how bizarre. But you would have had a beginning, middle, and an end. A dream is random. Random scenes just pop together. And this astral travel is often known as lucid dreaming. So please do call in and share your experience with us. I'd love to hear if you've seen a loved one after their passing. It offers closure and support to many people if they can hear your story. Another phenomena of communication is physical sensations on your body, such as tingling or the hairs on your skin rising up, or feeling a breeze when there was none, when the doors are shut and the windows are shut and you still feel a breeze. This is another indication that somebody wants to connect with you. These can all be signs, not only of a departed one, a loved one who's departed, but these can also be signs of other people, friends, not just family. Pets also. A common phenomena is that you may smell a familiar scent that reminds you of that loved one. This is called clairsentience. It could be, I don't know, dad's tobacco, the pipe he used to smoke. My father often comes through to me. Doesn't say much, but I know he's there because I smell his cigarettes and his brand. But since we don't usually use the eyes to see with, they present themselves with their personal scent. Now, it takes time and learning to see with a physical eye, and some people don't actually get that. But quite often you may be minding your own business and in your home, let's say you're typing on your computer and you kind of see your mum or dad or brother out of the corner of your eye. You look around and they're gone. Well, actually, they're not gone. They're still there. All that happens is that sudden knee-jerk reaction you made threw you, basically threw you out of frequency, the frequency that they're vibrating in. And often when I'm typing, for example, on the computer, I have a glass door opposite, and sometimes I see a cat walking by and I think it's my cat. Well, I go up and I have a good look at it and figure I'll go and open the door. You see how cats bring in mice, and if the door is shut, I can keep the mouse in that area and hopefully rescue it. But if the door's open, then the mouse can run everywhere and I'll never manage to save it. But anyway, I digress. The point is, when I go to open the door, nothing is there, even though when I looked up, I clearly saw a cat walking by, and it clearly just walked through the wall. I've got someone here with me in spirit. I'm going to connect a little bit later on. Maybe you can hear this, but my throat is beginning to change. My vocal cords are beginning to change. And this is a sign I've got somebody coming closer to me that had a throat condition before they passed. But back to my cat scenario, I believe before I moved into this place, a cat did used to come here. He never lived here, but the owner of the property loved him so much, he used to let him walk in and out at will. So I think it's possibly him. I've got no way of verifying that. So most likely you've seen someone from the spirit world. You just knocked yourself out of whack with the frequency, that's all. And it's that knee-jerk reaction that actually does that. So let's have a look at some stories, and hopefully this person in the spirit world that I've got with me will come a little bit closer and give me some more information. But for now, let's tell you the case of the sibling ghost with a truly unique proposal. And I really do dislike that word ghost. If I see it coming up, I'm going to change it to spirit. So I'm not sure if I like this, but here we go. My older sister, Celine, died at the age of 30 about 5 years ago. Last night, I was rolling around in a fit of insomnia when I fell into a sort of wakeful coma type of state. I saw my sister at the edge of the bed, wearing a heather green wool sweater, her deep chestnut eyes and hair as piercingly beautiful as they were when she was alive. We made eye contact, and I reached out to her, imploring her to stay. Then I asked her if she was doing okay, and I was surprised to see her frown, because I had always assumed that my sister would be happier on the other side than she'd ever been here on the earth plane. Then it hit me. I knew exactly why she was so sad. She didn't want to miss my little brother's wedding, which is taking place this coming weekend. I tried to hug her, hold her, and explain just how much we'd missed her. I also explained that we missed her during the ceremony and every other day, but she couldn't or would not stay for much longer. But right before evaporating, she said, "Will you marry me one day?" I laughed and replied, "Yes, of course. You can do that over there." I loved the idea of marrying my sister. For whatever reason, a wedding between sibling spirits doesn't seem at all incestuous. Well, that was a short story just to kick us off and get us going. It is interesting that she mentions fell into a sort of wakeful coma type of state. Yes, this is the state of mind where you are half awake and half asleep. Very similar to when you stare at something and you can't pull your eyes away. You know, we've had this feeling many times. You're lying in bed and you're just beginning to nod off, but you're in that state of mind where you are conscious that you are nodding off. And if you ever get to be conscious of that state, this is where information will start to flow. This is where, at this point, you will start to feel the flow of information. If you're not trained, if you're a trained medium, you don't have to be in that particular condition. So remember, when your head hits the pillow tonight and you start to doze off, try and be aware of that and start to see the flow of information that really begins to come through. And while we're on that subject, ask if you can connect with your loved one in the spirit world when you go to sleep. Please do that, because they're more than likely show up. So this is a very good state to be in, to see spirit and receive a communication from them. And so anyway, here's another story of a loved one who came back. The first thing, my brother passed away, she says, in a car accident, January 20, 2010. He was 27. At night, she says, I feel him everywhere I go. But last night I was walking in my house at about 3 in the morning. I couldn't sleep. And right where his ashes are, I saw a man sitting next to them. I wasn't scared. And I'm a strong believer in the paranormal. And I felt like I shouldn't be scared. She goes on to say, all I saw was the back of a head, and it looked like there was a dark spot on his head, which makes me sense, because my brother was killed from a blow in the head in the car crash, that it might have been him. Anyway, I called out, Jeff, that's my brother's name, and the man moved his head to the side like he was listening, but it was dark. I couldn't see his face, so naturally, I turned on the light, and he was gone. I'm not sure who it was, but I think it was my brother, she said. I feel like he doesn't know he passed away. I know this sounds crazy, but he accidentally OD'd on his meds while driving. That's why he lost control of the car. There are two ways he could have passed, and the people who got to his body, as in the ER people, said he could have died from the blow to the head or before he crashed when he OD'd. So in my opinion, maybe he doesn't know he's dead. My mother thinks it was him, although because she has had a similar experience, but she never saw him, just heard him calling mum when she was sleeping. So that was a bit of a strange one, though. It does feel to me that he certainly knows that he's passed and was simply waiting for his sister to show. And of course, he would disappear or seem to disappear when the light is turned on. For this reason, spirit are light. If you have the light on, then you can't see them because of the light. Certainly, even a trained medium who is clairvoyant would have difficulty in seeing them in the light. This is why a seance is done in the dark, so that you have the chance to see them. Now, don't confuse a seance with just giving somebody a one-to-one reading. Now, when I do a one-to-one reading, sometimes, not always, but I see the face shadow very briefly across the person that I'm giving the reading to. The person in spirit shadows the person who I'm communicating with, and so this gives me a good idea of how I can describe the person. But certainly when I do evenings of clairvoyance in front of large groups, then they're everywhere. You see the shadows on the wall if you're trained to know what to look for. You also see sometimes them again transfiguring very briefly over the person on the earth plane who you're giving the reading to in that moment. So traditionally, though, I understand table tipping or table tapping, which is physical mediumship, is done in the dark for this reason, so that you can see the spirit. And I can bear witness to the first time that I did table tipping in the dark. Certainly the people that were sitting opposite me when the lights were on. Well, after a short period, when I looked up, they were not the same people anymore. You know, the person opposite me, I can recall, had a flat cap and a pipe. And that clearly wasn't the person that was sitting opposite me before we started the session. And it is true, candlelight, which we do use, can alter your appearance a little, but not to the extent that I saw. These were different shaped faces and from different time periods. So it wasn't everyone that just passed, say, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Some of these people were dressed in Victorian clothes. So I often wonder what I looked like to the others around the table. So moving on. Now, Kim Marsh, who, by the way, is an actress out of the UK, stunned the nation when she revealed the spirit of her tragic son visit her on the anniversary of her death. The actress told how she was having dinner when she heard banging noises and the sound of a child crying came from her five-year-old daughter Polly's bedroom upstairs. When she investigated, she found Polly fast asleep and instantly knew it was her son Archie, who died just after being born 18 weeks premature around 7 years ago. He was just coming back to say hello. Kim, who made this what the press call a spooky revelation on TV's Loose Women, said it was exactly Archie's birth minute and there was no other possible explanation for it. It was a bit weird, but I felt comfort from it. So look, if you've got any experiences, please do call in. Please let us know your experiences, who you've seen. You may not have seen them with your physical eye. You may have heard them. You may have sensed them. You may have smelt the perfume, the aftershave. You may have experienced clairgustance, which is taste. So if mum or dad like to drop a whiskey, spirit has a way of perhaps dropping a little bit of the taste of whiskey onto your lips so that you become familiar with it. They are very smart, actually. Quite like this. So this person I've got in spirit is getting a little closer to me now. So I'm going to give one more story here, and then I'm going to try and connect with this person. Hopefully it's for you. So here's a nice story that proves we do survive the earthly body. Now, walking through her front door, Jackie Roberts went to check if she had any messages while she had been out. She pressed play, and on her answer machine, the first recording was her husband, Wynne, saying simply, "How are you?" before the line went dead. But Wynne had died almost 2 years earlier, age 70, just 10 weeks before their golden wedding. Jackie says, "I just burst into tears. There was no mistaking his voice. I was stunned. How can someone who has been dead for 2 years contact me on the home phone? It wasn't an old message." "Friends and colleagues of my husband's have all confirmed, without me prompting them," she said, "that this is his voice." Well, Jackie was stunned when she heard her husband's voice. Jackie was 72. From Llandudno Junction, North Wales, was devastated when her childhood sweetheart died in July 2013 after a battle with liver cancer. She says, "He was the love of my life, my best friend and soulmate." Then, last June, she arrived home from a meeting with the support group for widows and widowers. She has set up her husband's name to find the message. The mother of three believes Wynne, who she describes as the love of my life, my best friend and soulmate, could have left it at a time when she needed him most. She recalls, "I'd been in a state that day as I'd been worrying about our son, who had also been diagnosed with cancer. After I got over the shock, I thought, well, how do you think I am after losing you? Jackie still has the message and plays it when she feels low. She says, sometimes I'll only play it once in a week, but other times I'll play it twice in a day. If anyone else had told me it happened to them, I'd say, oh yeah, dream on. But it happened to me, and there's no explaining it. It proves, she says to me, that there is life after death. She also says she believes her late husband paid her a visit 2 weeks ago. She says, I was half asleep when I suddenly felt someone get into bed beside me. Then I felt them put their arms around me. It was firm, but not like a human being. All I can think of is it was Wynn giving me a hug. I felt so happy and at peace. Well, you know, a lot of these phenomena are actually well recorded, especially this telephone messages, electronic voice phenomena, it's called. And there is a fantastic documentary, and you can watch this free on Vimeo. It's called Calling Earth. So get that on Vimeo and watch it. And it is all about electronic voice phenomena, where people from the other side come back using technology, everyday technology like answer phones. They record onto just primitive recording equipment. And actually, there's one guy in Italy who uses an old transistor radio, like the ones you used to put on, or grandma used to put on the mantelpiece, and you would turn the dials to get the station. Really old. We're going back to the 50s, 1950s, 1940s, that type of radio. And he would tune it to white noise, and he'd put a microphone up next to the white noise and amplify it, and in front of an audience, the voice of spirit for somebody in the audience would come through and speak. And this was in Italy, and there were people from England, and we had spirit voice come through in both languages. His equipment was scrutinized to see that there was no hidden parts anywhere. And it was shown quite clearly that this was electronic voice phenomena. There was a guy who specialized in research while he was alive. And he came back and must have had about a minute conversation with his partner in this research over the phone. And that wasn't a recorded message. That was a live one-to-one conversation with somebody from the spirit world. Again, this documentary is called Calling Earth, and you can find it on Vimeo. There are other examples of this, where, for example, there is a guy, and it's his skill, it's his gift. And again, there was much scrutiny over this to make sure there was no cheating. He has this gift that he can, with intention, he's given a camera, he was given the digital camera, he was given a new disc. The disc was unwrapped before the camera, and it was a disc that actually is obsolete, you can't get anymore. It was placed into the camera in front of the camera recording it to make sure there was no cheating. He focused this camera at a wall, took several snaps very quickly, you know, chukum, 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 chukum. And so obviously it's digital, you could see the results straight away. And what came back, John Lennon, Aaron Russo, Neil Armstrong, and a few other people. And also, by the way, spirit used the white noise from televisions as well to help communicate. And it really does rather frustrate me, while we're on the subject, that we have these Hollywood movies such as something to do, I think it was actually called White Noise, and you know, it's just all spooky, creepy stuff. It doesn't work like that. of course, if you set the intention for that's what you want, you'll get it. But if you're doing something in truth and light, then you'll get truth and light. Although I wouldn't recommend doing it and unless you're absolutely sure you know the surroundings and the energy of your surroundings and so on. But these are just examples of how we can communicate with loved ones on the other side. Now, I just want to start telling you who I've got here on the other side, because this person is now getting quite impatient. This is a lady, and I think her name is Sandy, or it's for somebody called Sandy. And this person had a motorbike accident, and what happened was she got tangled in wire and it started to choke her. Now, she didn't actually pass from this. Fortunately, someone nearby tried to break open the wire around her throat, they're saying, but you couldn't get your fingers in. It was so tight. He did have some equipment in his car and he managed to cut it free. She went to the hospital and she survived. She's giving a memory link here. Again, she brings the name Sandy. It could actually be that she's talking about a beach, because they're showing me a beach scene. So she could be talking about happened on the sand around a sandy situation. But I think the name is Sandy. She was young when this happened. This was over 20 years ago when this happened. And she's in the spirit world now. And I think she's about 45 years of age now in the spirit world. She didn't have a very long life. Thank you. She says she was reckless, but she's got a good spirit. She said, I enjoyed life to the full. So this is the person who I've got here. She was quite a thin lady and she would really ride this motorbike, although the one she's showing me isn't a really souped up one. This looks like to be more of a 50cc type of thing you would use in town, actually. And to find this motorbike, which looks like an open road, a really open coastal road, is a bit surprising. But there you are. What does she want to say? She wants to come through. Okay, she's also naturally, she's got a head condition, she's got a funny sense of humor. She wants to come through to some, and I feel this is for a sister. No, thank you. This is for a friend of hers who was like a sister, like a soulmate. And she says, thanks for the memories, number one, but she's happy that you are not like her. she's really good. And she said, she knows she was a bad influence on you, but you know, you held your own. You wouldn't, go down the road that she went down. And that's a testament to your strength. And that's a testament, she says, why you're still around today and I'm not. So she also, I think there's somebody else here with the name, with the initial M. I didn't get the name. It happened so quick. So that's associated with this lady, Sandy. But I do have someone else in spirit here, and I'm going to give this before I move on. This is somebody who had also a head condition and a nose condition. I think they were hospitalized. They had terrible breathing problems, especially through the nose. My nose is completely bunged up. I can't hardly breathe through the nose right now. I'm going to ask them to pull this back. So they did have actually the oxygen going through their nose when they passed in hospital. So they give me the time, the date of 1998. So we're going back a little bit now. And I think this is a father figure we've got here. And he did leave on the earth plane at the time, his wife, and certainly one children, although I've just seen I've been given two. The mother has passed also now into the spirit world. And so I'm a bit confused about the two children, because one of them might be estranged. But there's one that they're referring to. And this is the person who the message is for here. And that is, you're not alone. And everything you've done, you can do. Oh, okay. I'll give that message in a minute. I just want to finish this message. You've done everything you can do, and there's nothing anymore that could be done or can be done. And they're referring to your personal circumstance now. I think you might be going through a breakup of some description right now, but they want to say that the decision that you made at the time was the correct decision for you. Other people could see it, but you couldn't, and it wasn't your position to see it at the time. So I want to give a bit more information. I want to give some names here. Okay, they want to tell me about the throat as well. So this person passed, it's certainly the top half from the Adam's apple up through the nose and through the head. This is where the problem was, and this is how they passed. It was pretty quick, the diagnosis to passing, because what he's telling me is he felt okay until one day he just fell over and they called the ambulance. And I think it was it was about 3 weeks in hospital, and then that was it. Good night, he says. Another one with a great sense of humor. So there we are. Does he give a name? Let's give a no. There's no name coming through there. Okay. I think this person, okay, I'll get the number 65. So I think this is actually a door number and not an age, because I was just shown a door exactly as I was given 65. So there is a door number 65 that is associated with this person. It certainly looks like 65. I can't see it being any other number. If it was 66, we could say that it was 68, because the 6 and the 8 look very similar when they flash it up. But 65 is what was given to me here. I've got somebody else coming through in spirit, but I'm going to give that in just a minute, because I just want to give this next story. Okay, so he's going to hang on. He's not going anywhere, this next person. Okay, right. Patricia Judge was just 5 years when her mum died of cancer, but she still appears in her daughter's hour of need. The first time Patricia saw the ghost of her mother was 2 or 3 years after her death. Patricia, now 46, recalls, "One day my dad brought a young woman home and told me she was my new mum. I really was quite excited at first, but she took an instant dislike to me. I've always been headstrong and I refused to call her mum. That day she told me to clean up the table. I was being stubborn and I wouldn't do it. My dad was shouting at me and I was crying. Then I saw my mum sitting in the armchair in the corner of the room. She looked real and I was so happy because I thought she'd come back. I was so young then and I didn't really understand about death or what was going on. I pointed out her to my dad. There's mum. He looked shocked. My stepmum shouted, 'See, I told you she was nothing but trouble.' I ran to my room and I was sobbing. Then I felt the bed go down next to me as if someone had sat down. I felt arms around me and someone patting my arm. I'll never forget that feeling. I know she came back to comfort me." Patricia, who was later went on into the care industry and now lives in Hackney, East London, says she has visited me several times in my life, and it has always been when I needed her. So anyway, okay, let's just get this other person out the way here, who is really wants to make themselves known. This is a real jolly soul here. Excuse me, I've got to take a drink here. And the reason I'm going to take a drink here is because this man is making me take a drink here. He loved to drink. He loved to have social gatherings. He's a big man. He's got a big stomach. And the stomach is because of beer and food and just enjoying life. This is a great character. He's got a bulbous nose, if you see what I mean. He's got this very big bulbous nose there, and he's really quite a chubby face. It's a very red face, and he's got typical male balding pattern, so he's got a lot of hair through the center and it's a bit weak on the sides. His hair is black and gray, and so I'm not sure exactly what he wants to say. But listen, I'm going to just hold on there for 1 second because we have a caller and I want to take this call if I can. Hang on there.
Hello, you're through.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
What's the subject about today, sir? Can I ask?
Yeah, we are looking at when our loved ones come back to visit us after they've passed.
Oh, that's very nice. In 2017, I felt like I have that experience happen to me before.
Wonderful.
Like I felt so very high up there. Like my grandma came back because my grandma passed away like a year before, and I felt like she came back to me and like to give me advice and just to give me in solution that I was going to be okay in this life and everything.
Right. And she was correct.
Yes.
Yeah. When they pass over the other side, there's a lot more clarity and they can see the bigger picture. And the kind of feeling I get from your grandmother is that she was a very wise woman. She was somebody that was people didn't really know her real abilities, her real gift, because she was a healer of sorts is what's coming through here. And she would do this quietly. She wouldn't shout this from the rooftops. And also I feel with her that people would come to her for advice, but she would never talk about this. She wasn't a gossiper. Does that kind of feeling sound like your grandmother?
Yes, sir. It do sound like my grandma.
This energy around me is such of it's a big energy, it's a large energy. So little shiver there. So in many ways she was larger than life in many, many ways, but quite humble. In fact, very humble. A beautiful soul. Okay. Do you know she got a brother with her in the spirit world as well? Do you know? Because there's a male figure that stands sort of really right next to her. Okay. Well, let me see if I can give you a little message that what she wants to bring along here. Okay. I'm not sure, but there's something around a travel with you. I think it's to do with a train or something like this. She speaks about a train. So at some point in the future, you're going to go on a little train ride somewhere. It could be a new opportunity for you because she kind of tells me you're always looking for opportunities. And, you know, you've got a little bit of a personality where you don't let life get you down too much. You pick yourself up. So there's a little bit of travel coming for you at some point in the future, and this is going to be of great benefit for you. By the way, do you do a lot of running? Because I've just been shown something around you with running. Do you train or anything like this?
I used to be an MMA fighter, so I used to train a lot. I used to run a lot. Not run a lot, but
no. Yeah.
I walk a lot. I used to walk a lot.
Right.
Because since her passing, I've been starting to walk a lot and just think about life, think about God and everything.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Because what's coming through here is if you could not necessarily run, but if you can do some walk at a bit of a faster pace to get the oxygen into you, to get the heart pumping, to get the oxygen. You'll feel the benefit of this. So just up your pace a bit with the walking is the thing that she's coming through.
My doctor said that too. And
there you are. Okay. Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with you. You've got a lot to do, but it's just getting to that optimum performance out of you, because they also kind of tell me here that you can be a bit of a perfectionist, a stickler. That, you know, if you're going to do something, you're going to do it right. And you know, once you put the blinkers on, you tend to go for it. So that's quite a testament to you. It's just that, okay, so she said, don't overdo it, okay? Don't forget to have a little bit of rest and recuperation as well, because she knows that once you decide to do something, you just go 100% at it, and that isn't always good, she says. So there we are. I hope that resonates with you.
Can I ask you a question? How do you know all this? How do you know all this wisdom, though? Can I
Well, I don't have any wisdom, actually. This is just information that's given to me, and it comes in several different ways. I've been doing this a long time as well. But, for example, I get the information either through picture form in my mind. Like this information I got for you today, a lot of it was feeling. They give me the feeling of what I want. Of what they want me to express to you. With the running, for example, they just showed me running shoes. They showed me a pair of running shoes. So I knew I had to express something to do with running with you. And as I start to speak it, they kind of put the words into my mouth, as it were. And that's basically how it's done. There's no magic in it. It's just training. And some people come to the earth plane specifically to do this, and others do it as a side issue and, you know, work in churches and things like this. So it's just an accumulation of information that's been handed down to me over periods of time for all the various people I've managed to connect with. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, you do answer my question. And where are you from? Because I'm trying to do this podcast just like what you're doing too.
Okay. Well, I'm originally from London in the UK, and I'm broadcasting here on Podbean from Vienna, Austria.
Okay, I know exactly where that is.
Yeah. Yeah, right in the center of Europe. So, yes, and I would encourage anyone to do this also. It's very empowering, especially when you want to try and get ahead. It gives you strength. You will accumulate a lot of wisdom by doing something like this, and you'll also get a lot of confidence. And I don't see confidence as a problem with you. I think you'd do very well with this.
Yes, I would do well with this. I'm just trying to put my feet in the water, how to broadcast and everything, and to see if people would come on and talk to me about their problem, how they're feeling about the earth, how they're feeling about life and everything.
I've said this many times to people, and they've just given me the information again, and it's build it and they will come. Build it and they will come. So just start, and that's it. And then in time, you'll get more and more listeners, and people will start to call in. But build it and they will come.
Okay.
All righty. Okay. Well, listen, it's been great speaking to you. Please stay on the line. Please listen in. And, you know, on the next show, call back in if you want to add some content. I love making a show where people can express themselves, say what's on their mind. It offers closure, it helps other people, and more so in this world today, right now, of everything going on, we need to all pull together and be a community. And fortunately, we're beginning to see that. So I'll leave you with that thought.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a good one. Bye-bye for now. Okay, well, that was a lovely guy. It's very interesting when we do a show like this, how, you know, it's an energy pull. Everything is to do with energy. We're energy, spirit or energy, everything is energy. And what happens is the frequency that I'm emitting right now goes out into the field, out into the source, if you like. And that frequency is matched by people such as yourself. And this is why you're listening to the show, because you're matching the frequency, and why others are not listening to the show, because the frequency hasn't picked it up and they've got other things that they're doing. So just remember, be careful what you tell yourself. The universe is listening. So listen, let's go on with this final story. And it's a bit of a heartwarming story. And it goes like this. When Michelle Stevens and her two sisters got the call to say their father didn't have long to live, they rushed to be by his side. They got to spend 4 precious days with David, who had throat cancer, in a hospice on Guernsey. After his death in 2000, Michelle, Jacqueline and Francis, now aged 57, 54 and 52, stayed at their father's home as they made arrangements for his funeral. Michelle from Exeter says space was limited, so the three of us slept in his bedroom, me on a mattress on the floor and my sisters occupying the bed. One evening, we were mucking around because we couldn't sleep. I came across a bright yellow sou'wester, I think that's pronounced, which I put on. This is a hat, by the way. And then popped my head up over the edge of the bed while pulling a silly face, resulting in gales of laughter and tears from all three of us. All three eventually fell asleep, but Michelle remembers I was woken up by a noise to see my father standing in the corner of the room pointing at me. I remember feeling frightened by the experience and closing my eyes again. I didn't say anything to my sisters because I thought maybe I dreamed it. The following night, we discussed sleeping with the light on, to which everyone agreed without saying why. But as the trio were packing to leave a few days later, she discovered to her amazement, her sisters had also seen their dad that night in the exact same spot. Michelle, an NHS contract manager, says, and for those of you on the other side of the pond, the NHS is the National Health Service in the UK. She said, "We suspect he came back firstly to see us all one last time and show us that he was okay, but secondly, to tell us to stop mucking around. See, Dad is always Dad, even on the other side." Her sister Frances, a driver from Croydon, South London, said, "If all three saw it, then we can't have been dreaming." And the third sister, Jacqueline, a bus driver who also lives in London, admits, I'm not scared easily, but it did freak me out." So look, there you have it. That's today's show just about wrapped up. We've been talking about when our loved ones come back to visit us. So look, what I want to say to you as a little reminder, if you want to connect with your loved ones, tonight when you go to bed, state the intention. Say please to your guide, "May I connect with my mum, my dad, my brother, my husband, whoever." If you start to fall asleep, try and be aware of that state of mind that's between awake and sleep. because here you may see or hear or feel immediately the message that's coming through. And please be patient with yourself if it doesn't happen immediately. It may take a little bit of time, but one thing's for sure, your loved ones are never far away. They're just out of the frequency of your eyesight for seeing, or the frequency of your ears for hearing. But if you continue this progress of asking and expecting and showing gratitude, within a short period of time, you will reconnect with your loved ones. So you've been listening to me, Mike Cavalli, here at the Mediumship Show. I'll be back next week with another show. If you've got any ideas for shows, please do write me, let me know, and I'll be happy to look at it, see if it's feasible, if we can do that type of show. In the meantime, take care of yourself. Everything is going to plan. The world, the globe, is cleaning itself, and we are getting cleaned also. So live in truth and light. Don't live in fear, and you'll all get through all of this, and it will just seem like a bad dream at some point. This is Mike Cavalli signing off. Bye-bye for now.